This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Another dua from the Quran that we have in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. The translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, And you do not resent us except because we believed in the signs of our Lord when they came to us. Our Lord, and that's a dua, our Lord, pour upon us patience and let us die as Muslims in submission to you. So this dua is more of like remaining steadfast till the end, until the last breath. Regardless of what we go through in our lives, we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us true, to remain steadfast and stay genuine to this message until the last breath. To understand the ayah, we also need to put it into the right perspective and the right context. This ayah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's speaking about the story of Musa alayhi salam and Harun. And the story of Musa and the Fir'aun is one of the most repeated surahs of the Quran. One of the most repeated stories of the Quran. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made very strong parallels between us and Bani Israel. You can find that in Surah Al-Baqarah, you'll find in Surah Taha, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Qasas, Al-Naml. Almost in every surah, almost every major surah, you'll find the mention of Musa and Fir'aun. As if it's a reminder for us, the believers, we might fall into the same footsteps of Bani Israel. How they failed the mission, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warned them against doing that, and they failed that mission that Allah has given them. He's warning us not to follow the footstep of Bani Israel. That's why it was repeated frequently. And here, Surah Al-A'raf is an extended mention of the story of Bani Israel. Came to the point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the scene where Musa stands before Fir'aun and he asked him to present his evidence, his proofs, which he does, and he throws his staff, it becomes a big snake, and he puts his hand in his bosom, comes out bright, and that's when the Fir'aun, he goes, you know what, this is serious. And he asked the people around him, what do you suggest? Says, نادوا في المدائن حاشرين. Call all the magicians, the sorcerers that you know of in your town, in your country. Let them come and meet this man and defeat him. So they did. Some of the Mufassirin, they say, there were about 40,000 people. Some, they say, 80,000 people. Now, they exaggerate the numbers probably. But they definitely were not a small number. It was a huge, massive number, of course, at the time of that time, when people come from all villages. Also, keep in mind that major talent, the people of Egypt and North Africa of that time, they were known for is what? Is magic, sorcery. So they always, you know, have those tricks and so forth. It's a very common thing that they had. So which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought them a miracle that would transcend above their tricks and their magic. Something they would never do, no matter how much they master the skill. They can never do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Musa alayhi salam of these miracles. So when they came to Fir'aun, they start negotiating with Fir'aun. Says, what are we going to get if we win? He goes, you will get everything. Just win it. Win it for me, and you're going to be the muqarrabin, among the closest, in the closest entourage. I'll keep you the favorite. And then when they stood before Musa alayhi salam, and they were ready, and they announced it in front of the public, that inna bi'izzati Fir'aun, by the grace, by the status of Fir'aun, by the honor of Fir'aun, by the glory of Fir'aun, we shall win this. Then they turned to Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun. Qalu imma an tulqi wa imma nakun nahnu mulqin. What do you want to do? Do you want us to start? You want to start? So Musa, he said, qal alqu. No, you begin. Show me your tricks. So they throw everything down there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what they have done. And what they have done was what definitely something that even Musa alayhi salam, awjasa minhum khifatan Musa. Musa, a human being, when he saw all these tricks, He himself had some kind of like, he was worried a little bit. And that's natural. No matter how strong you are in your iman and your proofs and so on, it is natural to have that sense of anxiety. The other day I was speaking with some actually public speakers on the subject of stage fright. So he was asked by somebody, do you have stage fright when you go speak on public? He goes, no, I never. I said, that's dangerous. He goes, what do you mean? I said, if you don't have stage fright, naturally stage fright, that means you're going to falter, you're going to stumble big time because you will be overconfident sometimes, you're going to make mistakes. He goes, it's natural that you have that a sense of fright, but once you stand on the stage and you start speaking, Bismillah, it's all gone. So Musa alayhi salam maybe had that stage fright in that moment. With all this, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about their magic, قال فَسَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ. They tricked the eyes of the people. What does that exactly mean? They brought what? Optical illusion. May people see things differently, not the way they're supposed to be. So Musa, when he saw that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Musa alayhi salam, قال, he said to him, you now do your miracle. Throw that miracle to them. قال, so Musa alayhi salam, he threw the staff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah, قال وأوحينا إلى موسى أن ألقي عصاك. We inspired to Musa, just throw your staff. فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون. Start eating and collecting everything they throw on the ground. They collected everything. And as they were watching that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَقَعَ الْحَقُّ. Haqq, the truth was established because all that magic is gone. All their ropes and sticks and tricks, they're all now disappearing from the ground. The only thing left on the ground is what? The staff of Musa or the snake that was gone there. قال فغلبوا هنالك وانقلبوا صاغرين. They were defeated miserably. وانقلبوا صاغرين, they were humiliated in front of the public because they were bragging about themselves and showing themselves, you know, to be the masters of the skill and everything. And now in an instant, everything was gone completely. قال وألقي السحرة ساجدين. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaking about the response of the magicians and the sorcerers. ألقي السحرة ساجدين. They dropped, he said, they dropped in sujood instantly. قالوا آمنا برب العالمين. We believe in the Lord of the world. They did not even know how to call him. They didn't even know, they didn't have the name yet, how to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they said, we believe in the Lord of the worlds. قال رب موسى وهارون. The Lord that Musa and Harun called for. We don't know what they call him, but whoever that God that Musa and Harun are calling for, we believe in that God. Like basically what they were doing is absolute submission, instant submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that moment. فقال فرعون. And now فرعون is a politician, obviously, he's a smart guy. When he saw himself in trouble, oh my God, I mean, these are the guys I've called everybody to come and watch them. They're going to now give me the support. They're going to give me victory. And now in front of the public, they're embarrassing me. He had to do something about it. He was a clever politician. So he stood up immediately and he goes, قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. How dare you believe in him before I give you the permission? Like, I need to judge. I need to be the judge here, not you. Another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun. He says, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمْ الَّذِي عَلَّمُكُمُ السِّحْرِ. You guys are plotting this somewhere else. He's your master. He's your head master. He was teaching him all these tricks. And you're just doing this in public right now so you can deceive us. You know what? We know your trick right now. We're not going to believe you. And the people of Egypt at the time, what did they do? They said, yeah, you're right, you're right. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَطَاعُوا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ. They listened to him. They obeyed him because they themselves, they wanted to believe him. Because they know believing in Musa is going to change their lifestyle. But believing in Fir'aun, we stay where we are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that and he says, قَالْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُهُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. That's a plotting that you've done before. لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلًا. So you can change our ways. قَالْ فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. I shall show you, I'll warn you. And then he mentioned their punishment. قَالْ لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. You're going to be crucified. You're going to have your hands and your legs cut. You're going to be crucified on the trunks of these palm trees. قَالْ ثُمَّ لَأُبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And you're going to do this to you. Then what do you expect the response of these people? We talk about thousands of them, right? What the response do you expect from these people? No, we change our mind. No. They said, قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. That's fine. Because we know we're going to go back to our Lord, not you. Another ayah, they said, La dayr. That's not going to harm us. Because now we know the truth about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, this is the absolute example of perfect conviction and belief. Like from pursuing the dunya and in the glorious moment of their time, of their career, you are presenting before the Pharaoh, before the entire population of Egypt. It was a festivity day. They brought everybody in the middle of the day, so there were now no doubts about what you see with your eyes. So it was their highest moment of their career. Suddenly, for pursuing the pleasure of the Pharaoh, to now abandoning everything, forgetting about everything, and willing to die and suffer the pain because no doubt they saw the truth. That's just an example how strong an iman can be in the hearts of people. And we all hope and wish our iman is that level of iman. Not that we ask Allah to inflict any pain upon us or any trial like this, but to give us the belief, the strength of iman that these magicians, they had in that moment. They said, we don't care, because we know we're going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, وَمَا تَنْقُمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ أَمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا. Like, why? Why you want to do this? Is it because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the signs that came to us from Allah azza wa jal after it became too very clear for us? It's clear. There's no doubt in it for us. Then they made the dua that we all would love to say, and we'll love, inshallah ta'ala, to make it part of our life. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا, our Lord. Now they're speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Like, we're not going to change the outcome. He's going to kill us. He's going to torture us. We're going to have to suffer. We ask you that you pour patience upon us. Like, Ya Allah, shower us with patience so we can endure that pain without returning back to our old ways. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. And keep us steadfast until the end. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast, keep us Muslimin, those who submit to you, until the last breath. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them an example for the world. Like, look at us. Thousands of years later, we are reading their stories, and we mention them as what? Among the first believers. The first believers in the message of Musa alayhi salam of that time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. Jannah ya Rabbil Alameen. So let's repeat that dua together, inshallah, azza wa jal. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك وذريتنا من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم أجرنا في مصيبتنا واخلف لنا خيرا منها. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا واجعل فينا من يتلو علينا آياتك ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة ويزكينا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اجعل هذا البلد آمنا وارزقنا من الثمرات وأهله من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين يا رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.